You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
We've all been patiently waiting 2 weeks to watch Glee and review it. On the Brett Magus Show, every single member of the show has picked a different TV show. And interesting enough, most of us have not seen the shows that the other members have picked. And then we pick one episode from that show and watch it. No better way to really get to know someone is like through their favorite TV shows, bonding through TV shows. And it's so interesting because each of us who picked a show really did pick a show that really kind of showcases our personality. Like, you know, Hannah picked the most dramatic episode I've ever seen in my entire life with Grey's Anatomy and Flight. And that's very Hannah. And Kevin picked, you know, something nostalgic, like, you know,
The Mandalorian, The Rescue.
Yeah.
So good.
And it just takes you back. And one of the things about AB is she loves musicals. And Kevin, I think, said it best this morning during the pre-show show. This isn't her favorite show. This is her life.
It is.
And it was Glee. What episode did we have to review, AB?
It was in season 2, Blame It on the Alcohol.
This show's crazy.
Yeah.
I did not think this was going to be... I had no idea. I had never seen a second of Glee. This is what I knew about Glee. It's about a Glee club. I thought it was going to be lighthearted and silly. And I thought it was going to be like High School Musical. So much so that, like, when the kids weren't, I watched it when my kids were sick this weekend. I was like, you know what? We could do some extra TV time. Why don't we watch that episode of Glee that AB suggested, even with the kids? And my wife's like, Glee is like, has like really like groundbreaking episodes. Like, you have no idea what you're about to watch, huh, Brett? I said, no, clearly not.
I mean, the whole first season is about teen pregnancy. So
yeah, I did not know that.
There's a lot of stuff. Spoiler alert!
So this is all about underage drinking. Good thing I didn't throw it on with the kids. No idea what I was getting myself into. Did you guys know?
I've seen a few episodes of Glee.
Right.
Yeah, I always watched it, though, not for necessarily the plot like AB may be watching for. I always liked to see what song they were going to break into.
Okay.
And that's what I really liked about the episode.
What did you like, Kev?
I liked the fact, and I've watched Glee here and there, is the fact that it's not like they're just walking around and the song breaks out.
Right.
There are reasons for certain songs. It was like, oh, that makes sense. They're at a bar. They're singing karaoke. There's a song.
They did Blame It on the Alcohol in the middle of school. The kids were drinking in the hallways. It was wild.
Goes, wait, they're performing this for the teacher? I was like,
This is crazy. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. They were like twerking and the teacher was like.
Yeah, they're like bent over. Yeah, I mean.
What was happening?
Yeah. So AB and I had a Glee party because I've never seen Glee and this is AB's life. So she was really excited. And I loved it because I got to ask all the questions.
Yeah, about there was a
Glee.
Lot of relationships that I didn't know about.
Yeah, every time she would explain something to me, I would just laugh because it was so crazy. I wasn't expecting to like the show at all, honestly. Like, musical theater isn't exactly my favorite thing. And I don't know. AB and I have completely different tastes when it comes to that type of stuff, so I wasn't expecting to love it. I could see myself being a Gleek now.
Really?
Yeah.
A Gleek? Is that what, you, is that what you're supposed to call it?
Yeah, you're a Gleek. I think it's just like...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
A really light show to watch. I mean, there is
no, there was
like
nothing light about it. It was definitely heavy.
But it's like funny. It's funny.
For mm-hmm. someone who likes Grey's yeah. Anatomy where they kill off everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for me, right. like where yeah. there's like blood and gore that I'm used to, this show seems like really light and funny. But I swear that the Glee teacher is Justin Timberlake.
I think like a big misconception yeah. is that I the whole that. Thing is know. Like musical
yes.
centric.
There's Learn that.
The majority of the songs, like obviously, yes, there's songs for musicals, but there's normal songs too. Like they were singing Kesha.
Yeah,
it's yes. normal.
It's like covers.
Yes.
So I
K-E dollar sign.
Didn't know yeah. that either. Walking in, I thought it was all going to be like their own made up songs. And then, mm-mm. but AB is referenced like, oh, that's from Glee. So I've always been like kind of confused. I'm like, is it like in the background? And so they do covers.
The Glee yeah. versions are great.
Yeah,
I got them on Apple Music. I got a whole yeah. Glee play track.
But they're yeah. always trying yeah. to win sectionals.
They are.
I mean, yeah, that was like a thing.
That's
it seemed
a big
like.
Deal.
It's kind of like Pitch Perfect. It's a little
No,
bit.
It was Pitch Perfect is light. This was intense. They were drinking down the hallway.
That doesn't yeah. mean it's not light. It That's
does,
funny.
It does seem a little Pitch Perfect, like, but drawn out to an entire TV series.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And they use that, they use their the Blame It on the Alcohol to have the message of.
To throw up everywhere?
Well, not to drink because of that. It all worked out at the end.
My favorite part about that episode, though, is my kids were throwing up this, like, that weekend.
Yeah.
And then they ended with, like, a more throw up. I'm like, man, I just cannot escape throw up right now. What yeah. the hell is going on? But yeah. But overall, do we enjoy it? Enjoy it?
I
yeah,
loved
very
it.
Much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. That makes me happy.
I'm thinking about building a stage in my basement after watching it.
Yeah.
We're Gleekers now.
Yeah.
Hannah said she enjoyed it, but there's actually something she needs to address about the party. There was an issue at the party. We'll explain what the issue she had with UAB right after Imagine Dragons. Oh, you thought Hannah just had the best time at your little Glee party, didn't you, AB?
Mm-hmm.
You thought everything went perfect. You had a little party, a little sleepover. Every single week, a different member of the show has been picking out an episode of one of our favorite shows, so you get to know us better, one of our favorite shows. And AB had picked out Glee, and it's like, Hannah, you know, why don't we have a girls' night? You guys did it right before like opening day, and then another night. Did you guys do it twice?
We did two spendies last night or last week.
Two spendies.
Yeah, last week.
Well, I apologize then for you, Hannah, because that must have sucked for you both times because you had a big issue with the party that you had. AB, do you have any guesses of what went wrong?
No.
Really? Because
no?
she didn't think
you
your hospitality
find
was great.
Me.
No, she had an issue with something you did. So you have no guesses.
I complained to you about this.
Would you have no blanket or something?
Worse. Well, yeah, no.
Worse.
I didn't have a,
it was worse.
I didn't have a blanket.
I made her sleep on the floor.
Sorry. I didn't have a blanket for different reasons. So we always joke around with AB about how she's like really cheap. And I always thought that was funny until I was at her apartment and she wouldn't turn on the AC and it was literally like 78 degrees when we were trying to sleep.
Oh my God.
That is not what happened. Wow. I had to ask her. I said, AB, can you please turn on the AC? It's so hot. So she did and she got up and she turned on the AC. It's like, okay, great. I'm falling asleep.
Because you were
and
just sweating at this point.
I was yeah. hot. And all of a sudden, like 20 minutes later, AV gets back up turns the AC off. It was only on for 20 minutes. Okay. This is how I
see it. How hot do you keep your apartment?
This is how I see it. It was like one of those days where it was like really hot during the day, but then it was going to get cold at night. And so we had a conversation. Hannah and my sister slept over. And so I was like, well, someone look up the it was too hot. So then I turned the AC on. And then I was
20
like,
minutes.
And then I was like, well, someone look up what the temperature is supposed to be tonight. Like, are we going to wake up freezing? And so my sister looked it up and she was like, it's going to be like 45 degrees. So I was like, oh, I need to turn the heat back on.
The heat back.
But we had a full conversation about it because I was like, I actually don't know what to do. We're in this like weird, like medium space.
Hannah said she was up all night sweating, like literally in a sauna.
I took my clothes off.
I think
just splashing water on her face while you were snoring.
I think that's Hannah's problem, and she should have just gotten up and changed it.
I'm not gonna get up at your apartment and touch the thermostat. I don't care.
We had a conversation about the whole.
You can't touch someone's thermostat,
and I said touch it.
What do you keep it at though? 78 is what she said. That's hot.
I feel like I normally try to keep it at like 71, but when it's like weird and I don't know whether to keep it on heat or cool, it's a free-for-all.
I do 71, 70. What do you guys?
I go like 68.
68?
Oh man, we're like in the low 60s if I'm lucky.
Low 60s.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, my house is usually igloo, so I was in a different environment. I felt like an iguana.
Wow. And she said,
anyone is open
opening
to
up the freezer. She was opening up the freezer, just putting like cold
peas. Anyone can change my thermostat.
And AB literally had a heated blanket on, and I had to roll up my pants and like take off my shirt to sleep. No blanket, just laying
just
there.
Just dripping in sweat.
I showed up to opening day with pit stains.
Early onset menopause is very real.
I know.
When they had to do it a second night because of opening day, we didn't review Glee, so we waited an extra week. So they had to do it a second night. Hannah was like,
would you bring a fan?
Yeah.
I actually stuffed ice packs in my spend the night bag.
We're going to find out what show Alex has picked out for us to watch right after Tate McRae while we're commercial free on Y98. It's been fun to bond with different members of the Brett Maga Show over our favorite TV shows. Every single week, we pick out one of our favorite shows and say, hey, this is the one episode I want you to watch. You watch the episode. It's really fun for us to kind of go back into our favorite episodes and watch them ourselves, and then having your friends watch them and bond over them is cool. Like, I've never seen a single second of Glee. Now I know Glee. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's cool. Yeah. So, Alex, you get to pick this week's episode and this week's show.
Yeah, and I thought about this because, something I put out there kind of started this conversation, and the time has come. It's not necessarily my favorite show of all time, but I was serious when I said this might have been the best episode of any TV show that I've literally ever seen.
What?
And it's Paradise, episode 7. And obviously, this is the first season.
You're
going to
have them watch episode 7?
Wow.
I am.
Is that,
what's
that,
Paradise?
Is
you're
going to
have
crazy?
No idea what's going on.
But you're
going
to feel every emotion that you could possibly feel in a single episode of any TV show ever. St. Louis's own Sterling K. Brown stars in the show.
It's a new show that just came out.
Yeah, and they what
just
is it had about?
You have a week, obviously, to do this, so I would recommend watching the whole thing up until episode 7. But it is just, it'll absolutely blow you away.
It's funny because I've wanted to dabble into Paradise because it's getting such great reviews and just got renewed for a season 2. And everyone talked about episode 7 of season one of Paradise. It just blows your mind. And so even AB, you're going to make them watch episode 7?
It's called The Day.
So is this going to ruin it, though? Because if we wanted to watch
it... Yes, it will. So, Brett, if you don't want it ruined, you're going to have to start
gotta,
at the page.
Episode 1.
This is karma for me, because you know how I feel about spoilers. I don't care, so I'm going to be like, come back. I'm so pissed. All the spoilers.
It will maybe... It definitely will spoil it a little bit, but I think that you'll get the idea of, like, man, I want to go back to watch the entire show now because of how you'll feel after. Like, especially... Well, Brett, Kevin, especially for you guys, like, having... like a wife and kids, like you're gonna, you're gonna just,
I don't know what
you're
gonna
be
into here.
Yeah, like if you aren't crying by the end of this show or like shedding some tears, I'm gonna seriously have you get checked out.
What a tease. You know what's interesting is I've wanted to watch this show, so if episode 7 can just recap it for me and I feel like I got the whole show in one episode, that would be great.
Yeah, and I mentioned crying. The other thing that sticks out about this show and that makes you upset is when you're running the bracket at work, and there's actually only two people in the entire office that haven't paid yet for the bracket.
Mm.
Do you have any guesses who those two people are?
I have a guess.
By chance?
No.
It's me and Brett.
I got my money right here, though. I don't do Venmo.
Brett
I got the cash.
It said on the email, Venmo only in all caps.
Well, I got cash, bro, right here.
Yeah, so the rules committee did get together, and the money does need to be
I got
collected.
I love how he waited to out you out until he was on air. What is this?
And I love how I have old school cash right here, though. Don't I have old school cash?
It's not accepted.
Yeah, this was
Venmo
know,
only.
Well,
it was thought about. Trisha, Charles, we convened and we got the spreadsheets and we're like, we're missing $20. Right. Like, where are the
AB
other two?
Maybe Venmo for me.
What are we doing here?
I don't want your cash. You get it? I am not helping you.
No,
in any
I'll
way.
Never help you anything Venmo-wise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.